Now, last week, Margaret Mills was looking at the Cutlers of Essex, and you're going to see them again. How come?
Yes, I'm going to revisit the Cutlers of Essex because there's a little bit more to say about the Cutlers. I finished last week by saying, you know, this turned this influx of skilled makers of cutlery turned this small Essex village into a very prosperous town and had a huge effect on the economy. Mm-hmm. Well, we then go on to say, really, what happened? Because obviously it's not the centre of the cutlery trade any longer. Mm. What caused it to stop being the centre of the cutlery trade? Well, the short answer is we're not certain, but we believe that one of the main reasons why the cutlery trade stopped was the rise of the cloth trade.
Right.
That started around about 1500. Mm-hmm. And of course, we've all heard about Essex and Suffolk, East Anglia, huge wealth created because of the cloth trade, the export of an import of wool, and these wonderful so-called wool churches like Lavenham that were built with money, the profits from the wool trade. And of course, Thaxted experienced a similar boom in the cloth trade. Mm-hmm. And as the cloth trade grew in importance, we believe the cutlery trade decreased in importance. Although there was a lot of market out there still for knives, particularly knives. Everyone carried a knife to cut their meat and their bread with. Mm-hmm. So that's why we believe the trade gradually filtered out. But interestingly, in 2003 and 2015, the Colchester Archaeological Trust did two digs in the area, and the area in and around Town Street in Thaxted, and they found some wonderful artefacts, some really beautiful knives that had been produced when the cutlery trade was at its height. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, they found evidence of ancillary trades that came into Thaxted to serve the cutlery industry. So in other words, makers of sword handles. Mm-hmm. Wonderful gold, precious stones, silver, all embossed work. So as well as making Thaxted very wealthy as a direct result of the cutlers coming in, it also enjoyed wealth because of the ancillary trades coming in. So the results of this archaeological dig in and around Thaxted make interesting reading. And there is some documentation at the Essex Record Office if anyone's interested in knowing more.
Okay, thanks very much indeed. And what are you looking at next week?
Next week, we're going to be looking at a very famous preacher from Kelvedon in Essex.
Right, okay, thank you.